Baba's Sakar Vani, date is 31st January 2023. Om Shanti. Essence, sweet children, you are the most lucky children because the Father Himself speaks to you face to face. Question. Which sanskars of the path of devotion can you children not have and why? Answer. People on the path of devotion go to the deity idols and they ask them for something or other. From one, they would ask for wealth and from another, a son. You children must no longer have the sanskars of asking because it is now the confluence age and the Father has made you Kamdhenu, that is, those who fulfill all desires. Like the Father, you fulfill everyone's desires. You cannot have any desires yourselves. You know that only the one Father, the bestower, gives you the fruit and that you receive all attainments by remembering Him. This is why the sanskars of asking have to end. Song, Salutations to Shiv. Om Shanti. God speaks the one scripture that has to be understood and explained to others is the Gita. Although human beings have created the scriptures, but they cannot teach Raj Yoga. The Father says, 5,000 years ago, I taught you children, your residents of Bharat, you long lost and now found children, Raj Yoga. The meaning of long lost and now found has been explained to you. After taking 84 births, you have met Baba. You met Baba 5,000 years ago and also became Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. The Father speaks to you directly. Those who recite the verses of the Gita would not say such things. Earlier, the Father had explained directly. Then, on the path of devotion, later created that scripture. Now, the drama is coming to an end. The Father has come once again, especially speaks to the children. But which children? He speaks to you especially and to the whole world in general. You are now sitting face to face. Baba has introduced Himself to you. No one else can teach you this Raj Yoga. The Father taught you Raj Yoga previously and He is now teaching you again. It is through this that you will become the kings of kings. No one else can make you into the masters of heaven. I, your Father, have come to teach you Raj Yoga once again. Achha. Baba will now explain the tree to you. This explanation is most essential. This is also known as the Kalpa tree. The Father says this is the human world tree, the Kalpa tree. Those who relate the Gita say that God spoke that, whereas you say that God is speaking this now. This is the human world tree. There are no fruits such as mangoes, etc. growing on this. The seed of a tree that gives fruit is beneath it and the tree grows above that. Whereas here the seed is above and the tree is beneath. They say God created us and God gave us children, the Father gave us wealth. Baba, remove all our suffering. They continue to call out Baba, Baba. They go in front of the idols of Lakshmi and Narayan and say to them, Mahalakshmi, give us wealth. All of those sanskars are of asking. Some will go to Jagdamba and ask for a son, whereas others will go to her and ask for their sickness to be removed. They do not put such desires in front of Lakshmi. They simply ask her for money. You now understand that Jagdamba is the one who becomes Lakshmi and that after going around the cycle of 84 births, she then becomes Jagdamba again. Look at the picture of the tree. Jagdamba is sitting at the bottom beneath it. She will definitely become the Empress and you children will also go into the kingdom. You are sitting beneath the Kalpa tree. You are laying the foundation at the confluence. You are the children of Kamdhenu, that is Mamma, the one who fulfills everyone's desires. You, mothers of Bharat, are the Shakti army. The Pandavas are included in this. It has been explained to you, children, that you must only remember the one father who gives everything. No matter how much devotion you do or whom you remember, only the one bestower gives the fruit of that. He is the one who gives everything. On the part of devotion, you worshipped Narayan and Shri Krishna. You used to rock Krishna in a cradle and give him love. What could you ask him for? You desire to go into his kingdom or to have a child like Shri Krishna. They sing, praise and say, remember Radhe and Govinda, Krishna, and let us go to the Vrindavan, that is paradise. You used to have your fortune of the kingdom there. At that time, nothing was unattained. People remember Shri Krishna's kingdom a great deal. When Bharat was the kingdom of Shri Krishna, there was no other kingdom. The father has now come and he says, come to the land of Krishna and become Shri Krishna's wife or become Radhe's husband. It is the same thing. There you will not be given poison. That is the completely viceless world. Now you are students. You are studying in order to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. From beggars to prince. Someone may be a millionaire here. He may have 50 million, but compared to you, he is poor because all of his wealth is going to turn to dust. None of it will go with him. He will return empty-handed. You will return with your hands filled with enough for 21 births. You are now studying Raj Yoga and you will then go to the golden age and rule your kingdom. You take Kribad and continue to go through the different castes. In the golden age, there are 16 celestial degrees and in the silver age, there are 14 celestial degrees. Then, when the path of devotion begins, Abraham and Buddha come. 3000 years before Christ, there was the kingdom of deities. The whole tree has now reached its stage of total decay. You are now sitting beneath the Kalpa tree at the confluence age. This is known as the confluence of the cycles, that is the confluence of the Iron Age and the Golden Age. After the Golden Age, the Silver Age comes, then the Copper Age, then the Iron Age, and then the confluence age. The Golden Age surely has to come after the Iron Age. The confluence age is definitely also needed in between them. The father comes at the confluence of every cycle. They have changed the world cycle and written that he comes at the confluence of every age. The father says, I am the incorporeal, the supreme father, the supreme soul, the ocean of knowledge. Only in Bharat is the birth of Shiv praised. Shri Krishna cannot give knowledge. You say that you will meet Shri Krishna in heaven. The father says, it is I who grants you a vision of Shri Krishna on the path of devotion. At the time of celebrating Krishna's birthday, they rock him with great love and worship him. It is as though they see the real Shri Krishna. They receive a vision. If there is an idol of Krishna nearby, they go and hug that idol. I also help them on the path of devotion. I am the bestower. People worship Lakshmi, but that is only a stone idol. What would it give? I am still the one who has to give. It is I who grants visions as well. This too is fixed in the drama. They say that every leaf moves on the orders of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, because they think that the Supreme Soul is in every leaf. Would the Supreme Soul sit and give orders to leaves? That is fixed in the drama. Whatever act you perform now, you will perform the same act in the next cycle as well. Whatever is being shot in the shooting, that will repeat again. There cannot be any difference in that. You have to understand the drama very clearly. The father explains that it is Bharat that receives happiness every cycle. However, those who become Brahmins are those who go through the different castes. They take 84 births and then the births of others are number-wise, they are fewer. There are many small paths and cults. Those people are praised now because of their purity. The Father is the creator of heaven. No human being can create heaven or teach Raj Yoga. You are now studying Raj Yoga in order to go to the land of Krishna. You should always make elevated effort. You say that you want a child like Shri Krishna or a husband like Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna is the one who becomes Shri Narayan. And so why do you speak of Shri Krishna? You should say that you want a husband like Narayan. Narad said that he wanted to marry Lakshmi. He did not ask Radhe. The father explains, if you want to go to the land of Krishna, make intense effort. That is the divine clan of Shri Krishna. The clan of Kans is devilish. You are now at the confluence age. Those of the Shudra community cannot call themselves Brahmins. Those who are not called Brahmins belong to the Shudra clan. This applies to Bharat. Bharat becomes heaven and then Bharat becomes hell. Lakshmi and Narayan also have to go through the Rajo and Tamo stages while taking 84 births. Since they have to come into the cycle, how could it be possible for Buddha, etc. to return to the land of Nirvana? Some say Krishna is omnipresent. Wherever I look, I see Krishna. The devotees of Ram would say that Ram is omnipresent. They do not believe in Krishna. Someone who belonged to the Radhe Panti, that is a cult who believe in Radhe, came to Baba. He used to say, Radhe Radhe. Radhe is present everywhere. Radhe is in you and Radhe is in me as well. A worshipper of Ganesh would say that Ganesh is in you and Ganesh is in me. Christians say that Christ is the Son of God. If Christ is the Son, then whose sons are you? There are many different opinions. No one knows that the way. They simply bow down their heads and continue to wander around. Surely, God is the one who grants liberation and liberation in life. What can we ask of Him? No one knows this. Because of not knowing the Father, they have become orphans. The Lord and Master comes and makes them belong to Him. People are stumbling around a great deal. They think that they will find God by performing devotion. The Father says, I come at my own time. No matter how much someone calls out, I only come at the confluence age. Only once do I come to change Bharat into heaven and take everyone into peace. Then they come number-wise at their own time. Those who were deities are the souls who are now sitting here. They are claiming the fortune of the kingdom once again. At present, the deity religion doesn't exist. They all call themselves Hindus. According to the drama, the same thing will happen again. Whatever has happened will repeat. We will come into the cycle again in the same way and take that many births. You can calculate how many births the people of each religion take. It is very easy to explain the tree. People will be touched automatically and feel that preparation is taking place for the flames of destruction through someone's inspiration. The Yadavas, that is European scientists, are creating bombs. They say someone is inspiring us. We understand that as a result of this, we will destroy our own clan. Even against their will, they are creating the means for that. Gradually, an impact will be made. The tree grows slowly. Some become buds from thorns and some become flowers. When storms come, some flowers wilt. Baba says, every cycle they listen, they become amazed and they give others knowledge. Now, Baba himself says, they come to Baba, they become Brahma Kumars or Kumaris and tell others about this. But then, oh Maya, she swallows even good children. As time goes by, you will see how very good children live. The father explains that whatever was in the past will again become the present. Then, on the path of devotion, the scriptures will be created. The drama is created in this way. The father comes now and explains the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures through Brahma. They create a scripture in the name of the one who establishes that religion. They are called religious scriptures. The scripture of the deity religion is the one Gita. Every religion has to have one scripture. Therefore, to have the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is accurate. These are the versions of God. God established the original eternal deity religion. This is an ancient religion. Every religion has its own scripture which they study. You are now becoming deities, but there is no need for you to study scriptures for that. There are no scriptures there. All of them finish. So where did the Gita come from? People created it in the Copper Age. The Gita that exists now will be rediscovered and created later. The scriptures will be created again as they were a cycle ago. The paraphernalia of the path of devotion will continue to be created. The father explains, long lost and now found children now follow the Srimad of your father and become elevated. Now at the confluence age, when the iron age has to change into the golden age, you are studying Raj Yoga. By making the duration of the cycle very long, they have led everyone into immense darkness. Human beings are all confused. According to the drama, you children have to claim your inheritance from the unlimited father. Baba has given you many methods for this. Simply remember Baba and keep a chart. While preparing food, stay in remembrance. If you are able to remember your husband and your children while preparing food, why are you not able to remember Shiv Baba? This is your duty. Baba gives your intellects a task. Climb up and down the ladder. Whether you climb up or not is up to you. You will climb up the ladder to the extent that you have remembrance. Otherwise, you will not receive as much happiness. Achha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, that is to the children who have been found after 5000 years, love, remembrance and good morning. Number wise, according to your efforts from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The sweetest spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. 1. In order to go to the land of Krishna, make very good effort. Transform your sanskars of Shudra and become a firm Brahmin. 2. Climb the ladder of remembrance with the power of your intellect. By climbing this ladder, you will experience infinite happiness. Blessing. May you finish your account of wastefulness by paying attention and checking yourself and thereby become a master almighty authority. In Brahmin life, wasteful thoughts, wasteful words and wasteful actions make you waste a lot of your time. You are not then able to earn as much as you want to. Your account of wastefulness does not allow you to become powerful. Therefore, constantly remain aware of this. I am a master almighty authority. When you have power, you can do whatever you want. You simply have to pay attention again and again. Just as you pay attention during class time and at the time of Amritvela meditation, in the same way, every now and then use the method of paying attention and checking yourself and any account of waste will finish. Slogan: In order to become a Rajrishi, make your stage free from obstacles with blessings from Brahmin souls. Acha Om Shanti.